Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday evening, November 5th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, sites that could turn your good idea into something more and items you shouldn't have delivered to your home. Are you sitting on the next great idea? Your next step may be to head to the web. A host of new websites aim to give budding entrepreneurs new ways to develop their ideas and possibly profit from them. But Wall Street Journal contributor Neil Palmer says picking the right site to run with your idea is important. For example, there are sites like IdeaJot and IdeaPod, which are designed to help users flush out a concept or curate open ideas that anyone could act upon.
If you think you've got a strong idea that could be commercialized in the future, it's best not to put your ideas on here. These sites are geared more at kind of open source grabbing of thoughts and building on it.
Instead, you could try sites like Quirky and Edison Nation, which have in-house teams to review your ideas.
In Quirky's case, for example, marketers, industrial designers, and engineers who will actually take your concept, and this can be literally a concept on the back of a napkin that you submit, and they'll flesh it out with a prototype, come up with instructions for consumers, and you can work on an agreement with them.
Quirky doesn't levy a fee to review pitches, while Edison charges $25 per submission. Or you can get involved in a competition hosted by sites like Kaggle and Innocentive. These are geared towards teams specialized in algorithmic creation and technology seeking awards to solve certain problems.
This could be anything from concocting a new kind of washing machine that's much more energy efficient to maximizing flight times for airlines.
As we continue, why you want to head to the actual store when buying these items?
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
The internet is making it very easy for you to shop from the comfort of your couch and have items delivered right to you. But MarketWatch reporter Quentin Fittrell says there are limits to what you can have delivered to your doorstep. For example, it's obviously a terrible idea to have a pet delivered.
You need to make the arrangements to pick up the animal yourself, experts say. And, you know, even to fly an animal can sometimes be more expensive than an actual person flying on a plane.
And getting prescription medications online also has downsides.
The FDA doesn't so much say this is an outright bad idea, but it does say that many medicines sold online can be fake and that you can get bad generic versions that can be too strong or too weak.
The FDA also recommends that you see your doctor before ordering any medicine and make sure any pharmacy you use, in person or online, is licensed. Getting fireworks shipped to you can be dangerous and illegal if you live in certain states.
It can explode, and actually a number of states, including Delaware, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New York, flat out ban consumer fireworks, and many others have varying degrees of regulation.
Regulatory issues also make delivery of firearms and medicinal marijuana a tricky proposition for most Americans. You can see the complete list, 7 things you shouldn't have delivered to your home, at MarketWatch.com. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.